Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of September 27th through October 4th. Wow, right? This is just like, okay, I was happy I was in readings all day today, so I didn't have to watch anything going on in the media, on the news, whatever. And so it really kind of urged me to expand a little bit on some of the themes of what we're seeing playing out here, because we really are heading into some of the last of it, thank goodness. It's like, okay, yeah, sign me up. I'm ready. I'm done. Stick a knife or stick a fork in it, right? All right. So, you know, when I'm looking ahead at this week ahead, you know, just to kind of bring it back to astrology for a minute, we are having the significant thing is that Pluto is coming out of months of retrograde. And, you know, so while it was in that energy space, it was slowed down or it was facing past scenarios, and it is now going to be moving forward starting on Sunday the 30th. And so, you know, in the months ahead, we are gathering steam there. We have the opportunity to take our stories into the next new chapter, next level situation, and having figured out supposedly what we were supposed to figure out from the past. And that's really what I want to kind of cover, is this Pluto / Scorpio theme that is so intense and has been so intense in this year behind us. Pluto, you know, rules sex issues. It rules taboos. It's kind of, you know, sex on the taboo or power or control or third party situation side of the equation. It rules power for its own sake. It rules the big financial systems. It rules life and death scenarios, you know. And it has been moving steadily through Capricorn since 2008. It's going to continue on for several more years to come. And, you know, Capricorn is the sign that puts things out in the spotlight, draws attention to things, is, you know, sometimes about our leaders or those in authority or those that get a lot of spotlight, like our celebrities. And so we've just seen intense stuff, you know, coming up, you know, from political figures to religious figures to celebrities. And it's been, you know, deep, dark, hidden things of Pluto / Scorpio playing out here. And at the same time we've had that going on, we've had Jupiter, you know, once every 12 years, it shows up and goes through Scorpio and expands, you know, what we're seeing playing out there. And that's what's been happening, you know, with that particular side of the equation. And Jupiter itself means that we're going to see things about this sexual power, control, manipulations, financial, you know, blah, 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 taboo, deep, dark, transformational stuff. Playing out through, you know, Jupiter themes. So we're seeing it in the media. We're seeing it attached to law or politicians or religious figures, all things ruled by Jupiter. We can see it through foreign interests or education as well. So, yeah, you know, so as we're kind of coming out of this holding pattern with Pluto, in our week ahead, we're starting to see some deep changes turning around with that. People that, you know, question whether or not astrology is a real thing always just crack me up. I'm like, really? Okay, well, every more than a decade or so, you know, we have Jupiter go through this territory. So I don't know. Let's run down what we've been seeing playing out this year. We've had, you know, the Me Too movement, then, you know, Asia Argento and her 17-year-old sex assault complaint, and then the Vatican and 1,000 kids, you know, linked to pedophilia with bishops, and the Pope's comments to Harvey Weinstein and to Bill Cosby and Pizzagate and the Clintons and Podestas and pedophile rings and Epstein's Lolita Island and Stormy Daniels and Trump and now Kavanaugh and accusers. And it's just like, oh, I need a break. So let's hope, as we're seeing, you know, it's kind of stands out. You know, we're saying Pluto really going through and kind of deconstructing and rebirthing, you know, the sense of power balance and the sense of, you know, what we aspire to as a nation, you know, when it comes to these themes and where we stand in the whole thing, you know. So it's a long course. It's a long story from 2008 up through, I forget, 2024, 25, something like that. But it's because Jupiter is in the sign that Pluto rules this year that it's making it so big and so in our face. So, you know, in your own life, there may have been some stuff you've been dealing with, too, that has been tumultuous and really out there and feeling like it's going really big. And, you know, again, you know, Pluto, it's like, okay, does it have to do with the Pluto theme, something sexual, your intimacy needs, your the things that are buried or hidden and deep, the things that are taboo or about controlling or manipulative, you know, sides of your life? Or is it about your financial scenario? Is it about a divorce, a death, a birth? You're facing your own mortality, you know, ideas about it and you know, philosophies about it. Does it have to do with, you know, triangles playing out? You know, we've got the classic one with Kavanaugh in this week where, you know, we've got he said, she said, and then we've got, you know, the people trying to figure it out in the middle of the third parties. And we could say the American public as a whole, right? So are you having some of that, you know, getting ready to shift gears in this week ahead? Or does it have something to do with the impact of that upon the Capricorn themes? Is it about your career? Is it about your goals, your big life goals? Is it about authority figures you're dealing with, bosses, parents, judges, leaders, teachers, mentors, directors, producers? I don't know, whoever it is. So we can expect to see something starting to evolve. And, you know, it's a very slow-moving planet, obviously. It takes 240-some years to go around the zodiac once, and so it's taken its time going through this territory, and it will take its time picking up speed once it turns around and goes direct. So don't be like, well, it turned direct on Sunday, Zoe. Where's all my money on Monday? Why? Where's my sex life? What the heck's happening? Or what's happening on my career front? You know, you got to give it time. But you're going to start to see, you know, as we're moving forward, that we are going to start to see some progress here. And, you know, things will start to move and we can start to plan accordingly. And this will be in place for months. So that's kind of the big theme in our week ahead. And then on Tuesday, the 2nd, Mercury will square Pluto in its moving forward state now. And so at that point, we're really going to need to deal with a partner or a client, a specialist, an attorney, an agent, a competitor, an opponent, you know, some key individual. And that may come through hearing some news from them that challenges us and pushes us, or it may be that we need to talk about something with them or make a decision. It can, you know, be about anything Mercury related. It could be about agreements or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions. But that will test, you know, are we going in the right direction now that we're moving forward, you know? And you know, everybody's like, ew, I don't want the test. I want the easy aspects. But, you know, honestly, you want this test because it's really going to kind of put you on the right path right from the get-go as this energy is moving forward. So if you, you know, were planning on a certain thing and it's actually not really going to manifest, then you want to know about it ASAP so that you could then get on the right road. And you know, if or maybe it's a challenge that's a wonderful challenge and, you know, you're really being ambitious about something and now you really need to learn something or master something, you know, so expect that to kind of show up on Tuesday. The only other thing I want to say in the overview, and that's going to be it, so we're going to get through the signs pretty quick, though, you know, I'm jumping all over the place, but I do want to also kind of mention this for you guys that are kind of dealing with where we are. First of all, you know, I've really brought up all this stuff mainly because of what's going on in the spotlight right now and how crazy it all seems lately in the world. And secondly, because as we're kind of starting to see Pluto go direct, it's going direct with the last full month of having Jupiter in Scorpio, and then it's going to move out in November, about after the first week of November. So, you know, it's a big deal what's going to be unfolding in this month ahead. And so, you know, you want to get off to the right, put the right foot forward in this week ahead as you start down this path. And then the other thing I just want to mention, so everybody's kind of has a handle on it, and this kind of comes out of some of my readings today and just thinking, you know, there's a lot of people that are really dealing with this, and so I should just touch on it. And that is we've had kind of a rare situation with our personal planetary influences this year, and that is that, you know, the personal planets are the ones that move the fastest, and they tend to manifest just in our day-to-day regular life. You know, who are we dancing with before we get into bed, and who are, you know, what grocery store are we going to, and is our cousin, you know, popping by, and, you know, just that kind of daily stuff that you're, what's that stack of work on my desk? Oh, no. that kind of stuff, right? And so when those planets retrograde, it tends to kind of jack us all up and get us a little strayed, you know, because things are slowing down or there's mix-ups and delays and, you know. And so the thing that's rare about this year is we've had one on top of the other on top of the other, which literally has meant that out of the year 2018, 7 months in a row have been tied up in these personal planetary retrogrades. So, you know, starting back about 11 days into May, we started to go into the Mars shadow of the retrograde, meaning that we were going over the degrees that were then going to be backed over. So that was the beginning, starting to feel like our activities, our drive, our motivation, getting other people motivated, what's going on, you know, trying to get things moving. And then it retrograded, you know, and it was in retrograde for, you know, what, June 26th through August 27th. And it's still coming out the other side of its shadow right now. It's going to be out of its shadow on October, what, 10th, I believe. I think I jotted it down. Yeah, October 10th, there it is. So, you know, we've still got over, you know, a couple weeks here still to go to get out of the shadow. So we're starting to pick back up on our physical vitality and passions and drive to do things. But it's, you know, it's not completely into new territory yet. We won't come until October 10th. In the meantime, Venus started her shadow. We've been in that throughout September. She goes retrograde on October 5th. She won't be done with her retrograde till November 16th, at which time on November 16th, Mercury retrogrades, you know. So Venus won't be out of her shadow on the other side till December 18th. Mercury will be in retrograde until December 6th, and then not out of his shadow until Christmas Day, December 25th. So literally from May 11th through December 25th, we've been dealing with these kind of crazy slowdowns. And so, I, you know, look, I'm in it too. I'm right there with you guys. And it can be, you know, frustrating. Sometimes you feel like you take, you know, one step forward and two steps back, or people are acting a little cray-cray around you, and you just, you know, they're not their normal selves, and you're like, huh, what? What the heck? And, you know, you definitely can blame all of this personal planetary energy holding things off a little bit. And so being aware of it may help you guys just realize that you got to pace yourself to get through it. And then secondly, you know, when we have divine intervention like this really kind of directing so much of the energy towards slowing down and getting something right that we're already involved in, fixing something or catching something we might have missed, or going back to the past and reigniting something there, whether it's a relationship or it's an idea or a project or a situation or an issue or an opportunity. This is a very long haul, very unusual to have every single thing linked together like this, taking up so much of the year. So take it as your cue from the universe that there is something here to finesse and something to review at the very least, right? And see what you think about it. We're not out of it for a while. So you might as well go with the flow. All right. So when we start looking at this influence, you know, for the signs, this might be my world's record on getting through a show quickly, you know. Not, it wasn't my intent. I'm just saying these are really the only standout things in our week ahead. So for Aries, you know, Pluto coming out of this slumber and going direct really means if you are ready to make some kind of powerful changes on the career front, whether that's trying to advance in your current career or trying to exit a career and go in some different direction or start a business or whatever. On the one hand, may not be, you know, the quickest journey because Venus in retrograde, you know, rules personal income and Mercury contracts and agreements, and we know we have all that coming up in the next few months. But on the other hand, Pluto will help you start the process. It'll still be going forward in powerful effect as we go into the new year and for months after that. And so you really want to be serious about looking at where you are on your career front or where you are with your leadership abilities. Are you going deep enough within your own development through this process? Where are you financially in the situation? Where are you, involving third-party situations around you? And then also, where are Aries with their personal life goals? Are you feeling happy about your development, about, family, households, major things that you would choose in your life? This energy starting to go forward is going to start to bring the next round of changes and developments there. And then those higher up type people that you're dealing with, is it time to make a change there? Is it time to get more involved with these people? How do you develop that story? So, looking at bosses and parents and judges and mentors and teachers and directors, et cetera. So expect that to start to shift as you're going into the week, starting Sunday. And there may be some experiences with some of these areas of life as you move forward. I would definitely think that by Tuesday, when we have that square from Mercury coming up into this forward motion, that you will hear some news or you will, get into a talk or meeting or interview or audition or focus on agreements or writing or sales or decision making that is very much focused on a specialist or an agent or attorney or competitor or client or partner or opponent or advocate, and that is going to kind of show you pretty much, is everybody in here? Are we pushing together over something big that we're going for? Is there an issue that we need to tackle right here and right now? Get clear about it, so that you're moving forward in the right direction. For Taurus, Taurus, this Pluto direct energy that starts on Sunday for you guys have been in this holding pattern or really focusing on, getting things all pulled together with some ongoing project or situation or some past interest that you have been working on. And so now that's really going to start to move ahead, and it's either been focused, it's in all this expansive area of life. So it's been, all about a media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting kind of project or something going on educationally, where, either with you're taking classes or getting trained or teaching others. It could have been about legal matters, and those are going to start to now move forward. It could be about travel or foreign interests or global situations, expanding your horizons by understanding lots of different cultural backgrounds and people. It could be about ceremonies, weddings or other ceremonies. It could be about religion, or it could be about politics. And, you don't have to just pick one. If you're interested in been working in several of those areas, they're all going to start to evolve and move forward with these, self-empowerment and deep changes and financial aspects and sexual attractions and, all those Pluto themes that are playing out through that direction of your life. And when we come to Tuesday in this week ahead on the 2nd, we're going to have that Mercury square there. So something involving paperwork or hired help or a job or, it could be work in either your professional level or the work you're doing on a project or around the house. Could be with something going on with a coworker. Could be something health related or something with animals. So, there's a lot there. Either you're getting some news from a significant person on that day about something that you're going to need to push through or some, challenge that you're going to want to deal with, or you're into talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or decisions about it. And so, expect that to be powerful, intense, and you're going to work through that whichever way this is for you, whether you're just being ambitious and pushing a little harder or there is something that you need to hammer out right then and there, go ahead and jump in on it so you've got this Pluto energy really working in the direction you want it to moving forward. For Gemini, you're entering into these months ahead starting on Sunday the 30th with Pluto going direct, which for Gemini has been in, Pluto's natural environment, which is the 8th house. So for Geminis, and you Gemini risings out there, this has been really intense because this has been about, Pluto really trying to make powerful changes within you by bringing up, you know, where you are financially in your life, you know, with debts or loans or inheritance or bankruptcies, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, partners, money, you know, where's the shared quality in that, the triangular or empowered side of that equation for you guys? You know, is the sharing going on with the partner in your life or in business or with the bank or the lender of some other area of life, right? And so we're starting to see, you know, whatever you've been kind of hammering out with that or in a holding pattern with, that's now going to start to move and you're going to start to enter whatever this next chapter is with that. And then it has a personal side for Gemini, which is all the other power stuff in your life. So it's about sexuality. So there may have been some, you know, if you've had kind of a not as much sex going on, or if you felt like that hasn't been truly deep and intimate for you, you know, then we're starting to move into this next chapter where that can, maybe this will be the beneficial side of it for Gemini. It can be reproductive. So if you've been dealing with, you know, trying to get pregnant or going through the change of life or anything hormonal, you know, then we're starting to see that come out of its state of being held in place or looking backwards and moving forward now. It can be about divorce. It can be about a death or a birth for Gemini. So, you know, dealing with all that stuff, maybe you've been focused, you know, somebody passed and you've really spent the last months focusing on that part of your life and going through things, and now you're ready to move forward and evolve, you know, in whatever the next step would be, that kind of thing. So it's a really powerful, intense area for Geminis, and it's taken back off. You're ready to kind of move past wherever you've been for a while and move in. And so, you know, when we come to that Mercury square Pluto on Tuesday the 2nd, then there is something that's kind of butting up against that in some way, showing you what you need next. And that is going to come through news that you hear or a talk, meeting, agreement, sale, writing, you know, something through communication and information. And it'll be focused on one of four areas for Gemini. It'll either be about the kids. So maybe, you know, the alimony is short for the kids and their support, you know, or the child support or something like that, or you're trying to take out the college loan for them, or, you know, so it could be something like that. It could be about a lover. So, you know, there could be this thing, you know, where you're making a decision or having a talk about your sex life or your shared financial situation, et cetera. It could be about a creative project, same thing, you know, you're going to really be coming up against, you know, what do I do next, you know, to go deeper through my creative process or align the financial stars in some kind of way, you know, et cetera. Maybe there's someone you're having an attraction to as you're moving forward in the creative endeavor and you're working that out. And then anything with recreational, you know, things that you're involved in. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't know. What would it be? Recreation, some kind of sport or hobby or something, and what's happening there in this shared reality with Pluto. So there you have it. Expect that, work through that, and off you go into what the next stage is. For Cancer, Pluto and this holding pattern has been relationship-oriented, so this can be your personal, you know, relationship, your partner, or it can be about a business partnership, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, any of these people, you know. So for months now, you've really been either held in place, you know, slowed down or taking a break from that, or you've been really focusing on people that were already there or past scenarios and revamping them in some way. So now, as of Sunday the 30th, we start to move forward. So Cancers can then start to form new relationships or really take their current relationships into that new level. And again, really focusing on intimacy and sexuality and reproduction and financial interests and shared experience and, you know, evolving scenarios. By Tuesday the 2nd, we have that Mercury square Pluto. So there is going to be some news or a talk or meeting, agreement, sale, writing, some kind of information that will come up and challenge this in some way. So either that's you challenging yourself to push through something, or that is something presented to you, which is an obstacle involving one of these key players. And the focus for Cancer will be on the home or a real estate deal, a move or a renovation, or involving the family, a parent, or a roommate. So there you have it, right? Read the fine print. For Leo, Leo, Pluto, you know, lots of upheaval and deep, powerful change, and really moving to empower you and evolve your situation through the work you're here to do, and any kind of relational balance with coworkers or hired help or organizing or paperwork that all ties, you know, into the flow there. Also, really equally focused on Leo's health and what's going on with their animals. So, you know, you may just be focused in one of those areas, or all of them have been really going through some stuff in this retrograde that we've been in with Pluto. You know, there's been some really focusing on the past when it comes to the financial side of this, or the sexual or reproductive or third party scenario, or the divorce or death or whatever with Pluto themes. And now this is really ready to start to stop focusing back in that, in the past, and to get out of that holding pattern and start to evolve this work, health, pet, paperwork, etc. Scenario moving forward for you. So you're going to start to see momentum with that. There is some news coming by Tuesday the 2nd, which challenges in this. Could be, you know, a phone call, an email, could be a talk or a meeting, could be an interview, could be an audition, could be the agreement, the negotiation, the sale, the writing, the decision, you know, something communication, information oriented. For some of you Leos, there could be something in the physical realm that's part of this information that challenges and pushes you. If so, it would be something about your vehicle, or a short trip, or something, you know, you're out and about locally with, or it could be something electronic, you know, that, back up the computer. Or it could be something with brothers, sisters, or neighbors as well. So there you have it. For Virgo, Pluto moving forward for you guys, you know, really intense, really powerful. You guys have been in this for some time, and it's you've been kind of in this holding pattern where things have slowed down when it comes to your creative projects, or your lover, or your or the kids, or the recreational pursuits, or you've been really focused on some ongoing or past scenario and trying to tweak that and get it right, all in the name of Pluto themes there, you know, the sex, the intimacy, the reproduction, the divorce, the death, the birth, the big financial picture, and how that's being shared and worked through. And so, you know, whatever that is, wherever you've been kind of held in place, now this is starting to move forward. Now you can evolve the scenario. Now you can take that love life to the next level, or what's going on with the kids, or the creative project, or the recreational pursuit, through Plutonic, you know, ambitions and direction as this starts to move. Now, by Tuesday the 2nd, you have that news, or you have that talk or meeting or agreement or decision or sale or writing, you know, something information-oriented that's going to challenge this forward movement, so that it's either you pushing because all of a sudden you feel it move, or you feeling some kind of obstacle you need to overcome through talking about it or making a decision about it. And that is about your personal income as it relates to this, or what's going on with a purchase, or your possessions, or a product. And so just expect that and grab hold of it and hammer it out on Tuesday so that you're moving forward with this stuff. And that's it for Libra. You know, Pluto has been really working through the deconstructing and rebirthing you at the root of your chart since 2008, and it's really gotten really intense in this last year, and has been about, it's had a few intense years, don't get me wrong, but this last year definitely. And so now as it comes out of being held in place, or focused in these last months on, you know, things that were already in place or from the past coming back around, you're now ready to start moving forward into new things. And this is for Libra, is about your home, your living environment, your roommates, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or it could be about family or parents. It could also be about your history or ancestry, you know, so where you're rooted, right? And so now we're starting to move into this next chapter of where we're going to go when it comes to the financial side of this story, or the death or birth or divorce or sex life through Pluto, and the goals you're setting and how you're dealing with this. And so by Tuesday the 2nd, we have that Mercury square Pluto. And that's coming right out of your sign, Libra. So, you know, either you're the one bringing up the information, having the talk, and dealing with whatever this issue is, and asking for help, or saying no, or you know, challenging yourself in some way with the talk, the communication, and it's really, or somebody's coming at you with that, and, you know, you're trying to figure out what you're going to do physically, personally, you know, with that information there. So, yeah, I would just say for Libras, if you are signing, you know, real estate deals or rental agreements and that kind of thing, you may want to wait until after Tuesday if you can, just to get past that obstacle. But there you have it. So work through that and forward you go into this next major chapter with Pluto and your home and family scenario. For Scorpio, this has been playing out in your communication and information arena, and so you have been in this holding pattern over these months behind you. Has definitely been a time to kind of go in and go over, fine-tune things that you've already been working on with your writing or agreements or sales or talks or meetings or interviews, or to, you know, reconnect with past people or ideas or issues and see what was possible there. And so now as we get to Sunday the 30th, that energy starts to move forward. So now you're ready to go into the next level of this story. And when it comes to all these communications and the information and the decision-making, this means that you're now entering into new territory or next level when it comes to the financial side of that or the sexual side or the reproductive or divorce or life and death scenarios and third-party situations moving forward and your ambitions, I should add. And so when we get to Tuesday the 2nd, we have that square from Mercury. So there is some kind of news or a talk, meeting, agreement, sale, decision tied into all of that. You know, it's kind of like a double here for the Scorpios. And either this is something that was hidden that you weren't aware of, a secret coming out or a deception or just something, you know, that was going on behind the scenes and now you kind of get into that groove and figure it out and need to push yourself or deal with whatever that challenge is. Or it's playing straight up out of the 12th house. And so, you know, that may mean the Scorpios are dealing with something, you know, an artist or filmmaker, musician, somebody in that, or an artistic project, you know, or talent or pursuit. Or it could be something going on with a hospital or another institution, or it could be something going on with your research or investigations. It could be about a clandestine romance or a romantic tryst, or it could be something in your spiritual life, you know, and maybe you'll have that kind of aha moment or a confrontation on a spiritual level, a breakthrough of some sort. So, you know, push through that. You might be really trying to wheel and deal since this is very communicative and sales-oriented. So you'll feel that out as you move through it. Maybe you're negotiating something here that's going to take a little more, but there you have it. For Sagittarius, Pluto has been, you know, held in place for months here in this overall arching story to your life of major transformation and empowerment and changes that's been going on around your personal income and your purchases and your products and your possessions for years now. And so in this holding pattern in these last months, either you've been really trying to rework something you were already involved in or go back and connect with a bunch of past people or release them or rework situations with them as it pertains to your earnings and your purchases and products and possessions. So now that Pluto's going direct on Sunday the 30th, in these months ahead, starting this week, you know, you're going to start to move into the next chapter. So you might be evolving this and starting to attract new powerful resources to this or working through, you know, making your income and paying off debt or, you know, getting more loans for your business or whatever the financial, outer financial side of this is. And then also, you know, sexuality and attractions and third-party scenarios and these kind of things are also impacting this moving forward. By Tuesday the 2nd, and I should say, did I say reproduction? I think I did. maybe you're purchasing some stuff for the baby room. There's a new baby on the way. I don't know. So, you know, by Tuesday the 2nd, you've got this Mercury square Pluto. So, at this point, you know, you either hear the news that's going to challenge you or you're having that talk to challenge yourself and others, or you're making a decision or you're focused on whatever the Mercury communication information thing is. It could be talks, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, sales, all this. And for Sagittarius, I mean, this is going to involve a friend or a group or something going on online. Could be about a gathering. It could be about astrology or a charity. Could be about an original project you're involved in, you know, and hammering out, you know, the product or the income flow with that. Could be just about your aspirations in general and where you want to go with this new forward moving energy. So, you know, prepare and work through it and get ready to take this all to the next level. For Capricorn, you, as you guys are well aware, Pluto's been moving through your sign, deeply personally and physically changing who you are since 2008. You know, long story, big chapter of your life, still ongoing for, you know, at least another 6 years. But you're mostly through it. You're way far into it, right? And so, you know, over these months behind, you've had to go back and readdress old issues or old opportunities, people, situations, to see what you could work out. And then also rethinking or reworking current situations, but hasn't really allowed you to get into something new that might take you into the new direction completely. And really, the focus has been on your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title or some personal need. How you're showing up in the world, how you're showing up for yourself, who you are who you want to be when you grow up, right? So, you know, Pluto is now ready to start taking you into the new stuff. And so next level stuff, new stuff, think, you know. So deep purging and transforming and empowering and changing and evolving as you move forward now. If there's something financial you need to tackle for yourself, if there's something sexual or intimate or reproductive, or maybe it's a divorce impacting your name or title or, you know, any of these things that are Pluto-oriented and your own personal ambitions and goals with all of this, now you're going to start to see this happen. And but you are going to first run into this Mercury squaring Pluto on Tuesday, which means, you know, there is some information coming in or a talk or a meeting or a sale or agreement or a decision or offer, you know, something in that Mercury communication field that will challenge you. So this can just be that you're pushing for more because you feel Pluto moving forward and you're ready to go for it, you know, so it could be you challenging yourself on Tuesday and pushing for those talks or interviews, et cetera, or sales, whatever. Or it could be that there is a challenge and obstacle there in your path as you're moving, starting to move forward again, and you're ready to meet that face on and deal with it. And that's going to come through an authority figure that you're dealing with, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, director, or it's going to be focused on a personal life goal or your career, your status, your reputation, you know, what you're doing on that front. So expect to work through that on Tuesday and then off you go. For Aquarius, Pluto has been really evolving your story through the 12th house. This is the mystical, magical, delusional, addictive, you know, hidden agenda, karmic past life house, everything weird and, you know, other level, right? And so it really has been trying to get you to empower yourself through and figure out, you know, what needs to change to and evolve when it comes to your clandestine romances or your romantic retreats or your karmic past life romantic connections with people. It's also been playing out in your artistic realm, so through music and painting and poetry and dance and film and anything muse-related. It's been playing out through your spiritual realm, so evolving those spiritual ideals and beliefs and your practices, whether you've been in prayer or meditation or yoga. It could have been really digging down deep and awakening your psychic abilities or your magical interests as well. It could also be about dealing with institutions, spas, retreats, hospitals, psychiatric wards, prisons, or whatever institution that might be, you know, looming in your life to deal with. And it could also be about investigations or research or, you know, any kind of digging into information as that helps, you know, purge and go deep and evolve your story and empower you. So whatever, whichever one of those areas you've been, you know, maybe you've really spent a lot of time at a hospital dealing with somebody, you know, that's been in your life a long time or somebody from the past, or maybe you've been really trying to fine-tune the artistic project, or you've really been focused more on a past romantic union or whatever. or you felt like held back from it because this has been kind of in this holding pattern. Now it starts to awake, and all these things are going to start to move forward. And when we look at these areas of life, your artistic, spiritual, romantic, institutional, or research themes, Pluto is now ready to start to evolve the situation again in some new or next level directions, sexually, intimately, reproductively, financially, or through third party scenarios. So, or life and death scenarios. So here you go. And by Tuesday the 2nd, we have that square to Mercury. So you get that information, that news, or you get into the talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview. And for Aquarius, you know, it's either going to be involving travel or a person at a distance, or it's going to be about a legal side of something, or the educational side, or the media marketing interest, or the wedding or other ceremony, or the religious or political side of things, and how they're impacting, you know, whatever this is you're working with Pluto, and what you need to overcome or push through to get yourself moving with this next chapter of the story that's starting to take off. For Pisces, you know, Pluto has been in this month long of a holding pattern. For you guys, you know, it's really been about trying to go deeper and figure out what your true life aspirations are during this period of your life, and trying to align you with the right soul group. It has been trying to awaken anything genius or original in you. It might be have brought up some of your eccentricities as well. And it's definitely been focused on friendship, group affiliations, what you do online, social networking, gatherings, parties, events, astrology, charities, causes. you know, so social circle, aspirations, original projects. This is really where it's at for you guys. So, you know, maybe you haven't been as social over these last months. Maybe, you know, or you've been really focused on a past friend or the old internet interest or project. Or maybe you've gone back to an old aspiration, or you've been trying to tweak out that original project. And now here Pluto's ready to start to go forward again in these areas. And so now you can start to see the financial side of this start to move forward, or the life or death, birth or death scenario, or the divorce, or the sexual attraction, or the reproductive scenario as you're moving this forward into whatever this next chapter is. Now you're going to run up to this Mercury square on Tuesday, so there is some news coming in that challenges you, or a talk or meeting or agreement or sale or something, writing or offer a decision that you're challenging yourself with. So whichever way that is, you know, there's something here that you're going to push through or around or work out. And for Pisces, straight up, I mean, it is it's a Pluto-based theme here in the mix. So it is about the financial situation, or it is about sexual attractions or jealousy or obsession or reproductive needs, or a death or a birth or a divorce or a triangle, you know, some kind of third-party scenario that you're working out with this aspiration, or this friend, or online, or with the group, or with the charity, or, you know, et cetera. So you want to kind of face that, whether that's you pushing through or somebody tossing something at you that you got to kind of jump in and deal with, and then really start to move this next evolutionary stage forward. So that's it, guys. Zoe Moon here, and, you know, it's kind of simple, but it's very powerful, very intense. Go easy on everybody. Remember, the personal planets are being kind of slowed down, and we're really, you know, for whatever cosmic reading reason that we have, we really need to kind of go back, and we're still working through stuff that's on our plate that's already there, or that is from the past coming back around, and we need to take the time and get through all of that stuff while we're starting to see this Plutonic energy start to move us forward into the next deep, powerful change that is evolving our life forward. So that's all I got for you guys. I hope the insanity of the world doesn't take you guys out in the week ahead. Remember, God is love, and I love you guys, and I will be back next week, same time, God willing. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. All right, you guys, have a good one. Talk to you next week.